war against white men. Several days ago, while viewing the weekly Sunday CNN show hosted by Fareed Zakaria, I saw a segment documenting the rising death tolls of white men, especially between the ages of 45 and 54 years. The causes were various: drug overdoses, car accidents, alcoholism, and suicides. Of course, some of the other causes, such as drugs or even car accidents, are actually hidden suicides sometimes. All other groups showed declines. I found it intriguing, especially when class and education were factored in, working class and high school diplomas or less. I've since read half a dozen articles, some scientific, others journalistic, from a variety of publications, many speculating, as big a variety of speculations on causes: failing health, low wages, fear of a changing, browning America, etc. Yet none of these articles touched on what initially came to mind. I'll call it the NAFTA effect for the North American Free Trade Agreement, which sent millions of manufacturing jobs across the border and U.S. businesses in search of cheaper labor. For me, this reason seemed obvious, especially since NAFTA was so widely known, for it affected jobs on both sides of the border, forcing wages lower and lower. An owner, for example, faced with union demands for higher wages, might easily threaten to go overseas to frighten labor leaders into concessions, even givebacks. NAFTA, the gift of Clinton I, was an executive betrayal of labor who fought for and funded the presidential campaign of William Jefferson Clinton. He betrayed them by making a sweet deal with the business class. It ain't the only factor, but I'm convinced it is a factor. Americans, once again, voting for their own betrayers. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.